operations, diet and exercise, attitude and success. It's just so connected to what we're going to talk about. But before we begin, my friends, I do want to do some recognition and a shout out. I want to mention that we've always talked, professionally speaking, of the extraordinary value of using the weekends to, when necessary, to meet a goal, meet a commitment, whether you're getting whatever it happens to be, or to meet your standards of professionalism. And this Saturday, it's really interesting. I want to share this with you. Ruth working with Chelsea, and Chelsea working with Ruth, they worked together on Saturday. Chelsea with Ruth did almost 2,000 in business. Then Ruth working with Chelsea did another 2,000 in business. And then Joe on Saturday did...
Saturday. Jerry?
Oh, I'm sorry. This was a mistake then. I apologize. Yours is Friday?
Yeah.
Okay. We can't accept the business because of an object.
I'll send it back.
Okay. Yours was Friday. Well, but you worked Saturday before. Okay. Well, then, but the whole idea, my good friends, is the use of Saturday is such a powerful, especially because of self-employed people, especially because of the blue and gray collar. Many of them work on that day. In fact, I'd say majority of them, and those that take Saturday off, like the 18-wheelers who are gone, they are able to talk to, and they realize that, you know, they got Saturday because a lot of them start rolling on Sunday or very, very early Monday morning. I know very early because I see many of them on the highways at 5:30, 5:15 in the morning. So it's all using time management wisely, requiring high standards of excellence personally and professionally to lift us all to the next level. That's why diet and exercise, which we'll be talking about, are so extremely important. But before I go on, let me give the leaders or the people that did so well this last week, because I think they certainly deserve the recognition. I want to just, first of all, congratulate Jody and Ian Banfield and Danielle. And they submitted business and things are going always fine. But Ruth did 2,100 with Chelsea, and then of course the 2,100 was on the Saturday, which we talked about just a moment ago. And then Ruth also did, and I hope this is correct, because I just get it right off the press, right there, right out of the oven. I just take it right off the machine. Ruth, help me out if I'm wrong here. I know I saw it here someplace during the week. I saw you, Ruth. Oh, you and Dorota did another $2,200 worth of business. So thank you very much for that professionalism. And Betty, over 2,000 in business. And the road I just mentioned, they're 2,200. And Eileen, wow, we're so proud of you. That's terrific. Over $3,000 in business for the week. So Eileen, I know I just saw you just a moment ago. There's so many pictures on here, so forgive me when I'm going like this. I'm trying to see everybody. And Christian, and a wonderful success story, and we're going to use him today. I hope he's on the call because of the fact that he is an athlete, professional athlete, and he understands what we're going to be talking about today. Did over 3,000, 3,300 in business. And Jack, who I know is on the call, he stopped in the office for just a moment. He's on the road today. I told him there'll be no traffic. Of course, that's a slight exaggeration in Toronto. No traffic is less than 10 million cars. It's insane. It's wild. He acted over 3,500 in business for the week. And Chelsea, I think I mentioned it, almost $3,800 in business for the week. And Joel led everybody through all these years as a professional, as a senior partner, with all his responsibilities, as a dad of a brand new baby, and has two little ones also. So that's three magnificent little angels and a magnificent wife and all his responsibilities. Did almost $15,600 in business this week. And of that, Friday he did it was marked down Saturday, so I apologize. But what we're talking about, my friends, is professionalism. Not because of this business, but our business is designed to help every single one of us lift up to a higher level of being, to be our best selves. Just to be our best selves, and not just in our business. But if you're your best self in everything we do, you are really good at everything you do. You're a good mom, dad, brother, sister, aunt, uncle, spouse, niece, nephew, professional landmark executive, professional landmark field professional, whatever your role is in life. Because our job is to be the best that we can be as a human being, physically as well as mentally. Now, I'm not saying you have to be a college PhD. I'm saying you have to be able to control your thinking. In fact, that's what Tony Robbins talked about. I hope you all had a chance to listen to his podcast, because I read it. I heard it a number of times because I really wanted to make sure I understood what he was talking about. He went through a tough, tough childhood, and he became one of the world's today leading professionals in the area of personal growth, self-development, and personal excellence. So what I'm going to do is talk about that subject today. This is a leadership call. We invite everybody on the leadership call because we are a transparent company. We want you to know how we work with our leaders in order to inspire, help them, encourage them to work with the new members of our team. This is how we became such a great, successful company in over 50 years now, since 1971. I know, I saw it. I was involved in it day to day. And it's always been an exciting journey to see new members of our team, whether they're young, good-looking like I was, or they're old, good-looking and I am. Either way, it didn't make any difference. Those people who want to not only do well financially, earn a good living and build a legacy and residuals, but want to really build their body, get better, because that body is designed to walk, it's designed to exercise, and if you don't do it, it's like anything else. It starts to get rusty and creaky, and I don't have to tell you, we've seen it all happen. Science is now so amazing that they're validating dementia and many of these diseases that they say, well, it's old age, is a lot because we don't use what we need. And if you don't use it, what's the old saying? If you don't use it, John,
you lose it.
You lose it. That's really true, my dear friend. It really is true. If you sit on your duff for 10 or 12 hours, you're achy, you get up, you can hardly move your legs. It's because you didn't move that body. The cells are just lying there dormant, the muscles. It's all in making yourself do what you know you need to do in order to be the best you. I'm telling you that from the bottom of my heart, and I'm not just a good-looking kid. I know what I'm talking about. I've been here 62 years and loved every minute of it. Well, not every minute, but once in a while, things don't go well, but that's the mark of a person that's in good shape and tries hard. If it doesn't go well, what do, Joe, a bunch of things don't go well? Joel?
Like if you can't hit the mute button, figure it out, make it work.
I can hear you, Joel. You hit the mute. You're demuted. Joel, what do you do when things don't go well as a human being?
You rise up and figure it out and keep going. You press on.
Amen, brother. You find a solution. And if you're fortunate enough to associate with people like us, you feel comfortable to call and say, Sylvia, I need some advice. Or Ruth, I need some advice. Or Joel, I need some help. Or John, I need this. Or Christian, I need... And because we work together and we've all been there, done that, you never have to be embarrassed by talking about it. And the bottom line is usually there's always a solution to every issue. Always. It's that most people, my friends, sort of... Oh, my gosh, how did that happen to me? And just go into a tither. There's other words for it. I could use very descriptive words, but you get the picture. Go into a total tailspin, and they just black out, sometimes for an hour, sometimes for a day, sometimes a week, a month, a year, a decade, a generation, a lifetime. They just, woe is me, and then what they do is they point the fickle finger of blame. Because they don't want to take the blame themselves. Oh, no, gosh, no, it's never my fault. It's always my fault. If I screw up, it's my fault. I make a mistake, it's my fault. I fix it. And I do the best I can and keep on keeping on. You pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and what do, Sylvia?
Carry on and do another presentation.
Do it all over again. You got it. Just keep on. And that is the secret. I know it's such a simple answer, but it's not easy to excellence, to personal excellence. You just do it. You just don't give in or give up. And I'm going to basically start today with Joel Bunch. Again, Joel, you led this company in production since the day, almost the day after you got your license. You were just a good, young, good-looking kid. Now you've married a magnificent lady. You got three beautiful, beautiful angels. You got a magnificent life. You're earning terrific income. You're such a professional, and you were number one, two, or three in this company year after year after year for 12 or 13 years straight. And then one year you were number four. But always on top, and this week no exception, almost 15,587, almost 15,006. So, Joel, I'm going to ask you a simple question, but I just like your thoughts. It says this: according to Tony Robbins and according to Nietzsche, according to all the science today, you control your mind, your body, and your emotions. If you agree with that, tell me why that is so important to you as a human being and to everyone else. The super senior partner in our company, Joel Bunch.
Control your mind and emotions, or your mind, your body, and emotions.
Yep.
The older you get, you kind of wonder about the body part, but...
That's what we're talking about. Don't do that. Don't let that happen to you, my friend. I want to be that example. I can be 83, and I can... do 100 push-ups and plus all my other exercises. Go ahead, Joel.
But that's a great example of choosing to control your mind, your body. What was the third one there, Jerry? Your mind, your body, and your soul. When you choose to control it, there's so many things that you can let go, that you can let get by you. And it's often the pain of, people would rather suffer the pain of regret rather than the pain of self-discipline. When you say, okay, I am not going to let myself, get overweight, or I'm not going to let myself get out of shape, or I'm not going to let myself get challenged emotionally where I can't control it. I'm not going to let myself, and I'm not talking medical depression, I'm talking about just your standard anxiety, standard depression, because you let your brain go. When you decide, I'm going to control that, when you decide you're going to control every facet of your life, you do things differently than the average person. You read books that work on yourself. You surround yourself with better people. You consistently put in the effort to make sure you're working out, you're consistently making sure you put the right food in your body. You're consistently, you talk about the soul, you're consistently in the spiritual, you're constantly praying, or I said myself, reading the Bible. You say, I am not, you put in that effort into growing yourself. I saw something on, it was yesterday or maybe Saturday, and it said, there's different ways, different people when we're looking at resumes, there's people who are focused on earning an income. There are people who are focused on growth. There are people who are focused on relationships. There's people who are, there's one other category. And he said, what's the most important? And he basically came down, he says, there's only one right answer. He said, I'm interested in people who are focused on growth, because they will grow the relationships. They'll grow their income. They'll grow their, I can't remember what the fourth article was. He said, when you constantly focus on growth, you grow in every single category.
Well, Joe, let me interrupt. All these years you've been with us, and you were just a young kid, and I mean kid in a nice way, young adult. I think you were 21 or 22. You correct me if I'm wrong. And now it's 14 years, and look what you've done. Now, it wasn't by accident or osmosis. Just take a moment. What did you do differently than you did before? Although you were still a young guy, but you were old enough to make your own decisions.
Oh, what do I do now differently than I did before? Is that what you're saying? I think I have a lot more wisdom when it comes to what I do back then. It's almost like I just went to work. I learned everything, which is great, and I did all the things I was told to do, but I didn't know what in the world I was doing. I just went to work. I didn't have the same goals or desires. Like, now I have a family. Now I have we have an office. Now I have a team. Now I have people that count on me for advice. Now I have to make sure that I am constantly doing the right thing, constantly on my game for the sake of other people. because they call and say, I need help, I need advice, what do I do here? If I'm off my game, when they say, okay, well, Joel did it, you know, Joel told me to say this or whatever, so I have to make sure that as leaders, you start having a different responsibilities, like a single individual kid doesn't have any, they're not even independent, they're dependent on their parents. Then you become independent, then you become dependable. And that's what you want to be in life as a leader. You want to be dependable. You want to be the person that people are able to call to for consistent, honest advice. You want to be the leader. You want to be the example in every way, shape, or form. And understanding that, and then my goals have changed, of course, from when I was young. I'm still a young Jerry.
You're a very young guy, but maturity and understanding, you have wisdom. And wisdom takes a lot of experience and associating with a lot of good people and reading a lot of great authors. I'm going to interrupt you because I want to go on, but I think you hit the nail on the head. If you're not willing to change, if you don't change, what happens, Joel?
You go backwards. It's like inflation. Your life is running out. You've only got X amount of time on this earth, and if you don't use it, you lose it.
Well said. And that's, it's a bit philosophical, but it is so absolutely spot on and practical. In fact, I'm going to recognize Chelsea, because Chelsea, my goodness, from just a new member of our team, look what you're doing. You were number two for the week with almost $3,800 in business. Chelsea, are you on the call? I see your picture. Chelsea, can
you hear me?
Good morning. I'm going to read something from the newsletter, and I just like your thoughts. Don't let it, not overwhelming, it's not complicated, but it's just good, sound thinking. It says this. Chelsea, it said, ancient philosophers and historians wrote about and discussed that those people who controlled their daily activities had good lives. Now, this goes back to Socrates, Plato, Aristotle, Descartes. I can go on and on. Today's science proves that the ancients were right. Each of us actually has control over our minds, our emotions, and how we act and react, and the quality of our health, plus even a portion of our longevity. Do you understand? I know you understand it. Do you agree with that? And just give me your reaction as a young, talented professional starting an amazing career. Your thoughts, Chelsea.
Well, I wish I was smart enough to start this when I was Joel Bunch's age, but here I am. I made it eventually. And, I find myself being on these calls, they really help you get into this mindset of being the best you can be. Like, as you say, if you come here just walking away with a great income, then that's not everything that we're here to do. We're here to grow as people. And I find myself, you know, expecting sales now, and I'm dwelling in this mindset a lot more, and I think I'm thinking about where I want my life to be, and I'm making the steps to get there, because when you are thinking about these things, you're putting it out into the universe, and you're attracting this, and it's presenting you with the opportunities, and you just have to take them. You have to go and do what you need to do, and if you are thinking about these things, you do control your thoughts, and everything else comes from that. So it's really important to be aware of how you're spending those thoughts. And thank you.
Well said, Chelsea. We're so proud of your growth, and of course you have a good teacher and a mentor, but you're doing the work. You're making it happen. You got good people advising you, but you have to reach down inside and be on the court and shoot the baskets or on the ice, whatever it happens to be. You've got to perform. As a performer, professional, we do what we need to do, even when we're not in the mood. Well said. I'm going to call Jack. Jack, I know you're driving. It's probably bumper to bumper. Jack, can you hear me? I don't see you, but there he is, Jack.
Yes, I can hear you, Jerry.
Hey, Jack, remember, two hands on the wheel, okay? Just two hands on the wheel. Don't get it. Is it bumper to bumper?
Pretty much. I'm going about 35 kilometers an hour on the highway right now.
You're going too fast, Jack, on the highway.
I know.
It's crazy. I understand. Jack, you're such a professional. We're so proud of what you've accomplished in the, I think it's 6 years now. and you had a career you lined up as a pro, and then unfortunately you got hurt, but you transferred the knowledge, the discipline, the commitment, the dedication. Look what you've done, and look what you're doing. You're just excellent. You're the top producer. You won the President's Club. I think you get your extra 5% bonus every quarter. I'm pretty sure you do. I could be off one, but I don't think so. Jack, I'm going to read something to you. I'd like your advice, and I'd like your thoughts. It says this. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
Okay. This excellent science that we control our body, our minds, and our emotions, this excellent science is for everyone who really seriously, and that's the key word, seriously wants to become and stay healthy, happy, successful, and grateful. Seriously, not just talk about it, wants to become healthy, happy, successful, and grateful. This is all possible and doable by starting the day to take full control of what you choose to eat and how much you eat. Just start with that section. Eating, what we choose to eat and how much we eat. How impactful is that on our psychic being, our health, our attitude, our focus, our energy, and our productivity? Your thoughts, the multi-talented and now partner of our company, Jack.
Sure. So thanks for calling on me. And when it comes to personal choices, I think one of the biggest factors in that change is making it an absolute. You can't give yourself an option to back out or a way to justify acting out of line with what it is that you want. Whether it's, but I can reference with food, you can't say, well, just for this meal, I'm going to eat absolute junk. Well, just for today, I'm going to have a cheat day. Just for this weekend, it doesn't really matter. We're going to parties and we're having a good time. Whatever excuse, whatever time frame you give yourself to get out of your routine factors into the habits that you form. And the more consistently you choose to act out of line with what you want, the less focused that goal becomes. And as time progresses, you eventually lose track of the goal, and you often choose present comfort over present discomfort, because that is kind of in line with what you were talking with Joel about earlier, where, you know, so often people don't want to choose what's best for them in the moment because it's more uncomfortable in the moment than doing something like eating a cheeseburger or not exercising, not doing the presentation. People often will justify in their own head that, you know, maybe I'm the special one that doesn't need to do this, but can still have the results that those people have that are doing it consistently. But no one has that potential. If you want to live the life that other people live, you have to take the actions that they take. If you want to live greater than the life that the people that you know, you have to take greater actions than the actions that they take. Whether it's your diet, your exercise, your commitment to your family or your business, it requires consistent action to gain consistent results. It requires healthy eating to have a healthy body. It requires exercise daily to have daily results. And it requires focus throughout adversity to feel like you are someone who's grown into someone who's capable of doing it, because that resilience through that adversity shows that you have the strength to persevere.
I'm going to interrupt for a minute. You worked out, and you're back working out now, because you were an athlete, and you were built like a brick wall. I mean, with the, you know, like a building block. Now, don't you automatically, because you discipline your body what you eat and discipline your body what you exercise, don't you automatically have clarity and vision and purpose and focus at a higher level than the average person? Doesn't that happen when the endorphins, dopamine, well, I don't want to go there, that's part of the newsletter. Doesn't that happen to you?
Yes, and that's actually where that comment that I have right now comes from, because before I'd say, you know what, I'm going to exercise 3 or 4 times a week. And when I wasn't in the mood, I'd justify the day where I didn't want to do it as, well, this is one of the days I'll take off. And my new commitment is I am going to go to the gym in some capacity every day.
Amen, brother.
Even if it's a rest day where I don't work out as hard, forming the habit of being there and taking the action of consistent, like, progress toward my health is more important than justifying why not. So I could talk on this for a bit, but I'll throw it back to you.
Well said, Jack, and I'm glad you didn't hit anybody and bump into anybody while you're driving, because when you're involved in a deep conversation and you're driving, that's kind of that's not an easy thing to do, and I appreciate it. But I mostly appreciate what you stand for, your integrity, your principles, your honor, your professionalism. I like that very, very much. You're a real pleasure to be around. You're a pleasure to watch to your growth, and it's just an honor. I'm going to have now a senior partner, Christian. Christian, are you on the call? I don't see you, but are you there, sir?
I'm here, Jerry.
Okay, good. I see it. It popped up on the left-hand part of my screen. Christian, you're a perfect example of professional and personal excellence. You try so hard. You have a very high standard. It's been now a number of years that we've been together. You started from scratch. You had no business experience, no sales experience, and look what you've accomplished. You're such a successful person. But would you say you transferred, I would assume you transferred many of your characteristics of exercise and proper diet into the business and therefore helped you lift to a higher level in a disproportionate period of time? So I'm going to read something to you, and then you can go back and answer my question, is did that help and why it's important. It says this. We just talked about diet. And it says the diet is all, and Jack did an excellent job. What you choose to eat and how much you eat is extremely important. Choose what you eat and how much you eat, but it's also imperative, and Jack brought it up, to accept that to make this all work harmoniously, you must exercise daily or as close to daily as possible. A healthy person has many dreams and aspirations, Christian. A sick person just has one. Your reaction to those words, and you can editorialize it because you've done so brilliantly well, and week after week, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 a week, like breathing in business. Your thoughts, senior partner Christian.
Well, Jerry, I mean, we're in this business for the long haul. What we're looking to do is accomplish something that provides a quality of life for decades. You know, that's what the renewals are all about, is providing a passive income that not only benefits you, but your children and perhaps your grandchildren. And so, I mean, we're all thinking about the long term. And so we have to pay attention to what our decisions are right now that will add to the long term health of our body. You know, we want to see the world. We want to travel. We want to climb mountains and go to the Machu Picchu and the city in the sky. Like, all these things require that we be in good health. So we have to make choices right now that add to it for long term, but also just have the energy of the day. You know, we're going out to speak with people and we're putting on a performance. You know, that's what we're doing. We're putting on a presentation that is a wow presentation. And whether they do business with us or not, they say that's a professional. You know, that's somebody who knows their stuff. And so you have to fuel your body to be able to do so. So it's absolutely a fundamental, and it's a big part of our culture. And, you know, Joel talked about it, and Jack talked about it, and Chelsea talked about it. We want people to be the best versions of themselves, not just in the financial aspect, but in their health and their relationships with their families and, you know, the relationship with themselves. These are all really important. You know, my career in hockey previous to this, we talked a lot about nutrition. We had nutritionists come in and speak to us, and, you know, our the product that we were was our body. Going out on the ice, we were a product. We put, you know, people in the seats. And so we had to be able to perform at the top ability, and that required that we pay attention to what we're eating and how we're exercising and how we're stretching. And, you know, that discipline to do so, to make the choice to get up in the morning and do it after the practice, once you're exhausted, to get on a bike, to then do more stretching, to do another workout, that takes the discipline to make a choice to do something that's hard now to have something that you want later. And that is applicable. We all have examples of that from other, you know, previous endeavors that we've engaged in, other jobs that we've had, or, you know, past experience, whether it's horseback riding or whatever it may be, where we had to exercise discipline, where we had to grit our teeth and do what was hard, even though maybe we didn't really want to do it, and we got to experience something where we felt this sense of reward and accomplishment when we did it. And
I'm going to interrupt you, Christian. You said something so profound. Forgive me for interrupting. You had to. Can you repeat that? I can paraphrase it, but can you repeat that last sentence? You had to go out. Go ahead.
Do something that was difficult that you didn't want to do at the time, and then you got to experience the joy and the reward of accomplishment. And that grows you. It grows who you are. It grows the way that you see yourself. You can do the same thing here. So, Jerry, I'll pass it back to you.
That is brilliant. That is so profound. That is what's been talked about by many of the great current philosophers and ancient philosophers. You do what you have to do, even when you're not in the mood to do it. And all of a sudden, because you do it, your whole psychic being, your mental attitude, your whole physiology, which is your body, changes to the better. It just moves in the right direction. It's hard to do things when you're not in the mood to do it. It takes your self-discipline, reaching down inside. But if you're willing, if you got the courage, the intestinal fortitude, let's face it, the guts to do what you've got to do in life, that doesn't mean just this business, it's your total life, you will reach that. And Christian is a perfect example of that, of the excellence. And I'm proud of you. I'm proud to be in business with you. Everything you do with commitment and energy, because even if you don't like what you're doing, after you continue to do it after a while, you start to maybe enjoy it a little bit, and then you enjoy it a little bit more, and then you sort of like it. As Confucius says, lucky is that person who falls in love with what's said, not says. He's been dead 3,000 years. Lucky is that person who falls in love with what they do, for this person will never work another day the rest of their life. Well, that made sense 3,000 years ago. It makes sense today because it's part of the psychic being of the human being. Well said. Very much appreciated. I'm going to, and Christian, thank you again for over 3,000 in business, and Jack, almost 3,600 in business. Eileen, such a new member of our team and such an amazing young talent. We're so proud of you. Eileen, are you on the call? I think I saw you a moment ago. Are you there?
I am, Jerry. Good morning.
There you are. Good to see you. So proud of you again with over 3,000 in business and just a new member of our team. Eileen, I'm going to share something with you. Just like your thoughts, it says this. When you start to get your body in shape, and some of it's going to take a little longer than others because some of us haven't started since 20 years ago. It doesn't make any difference. You start one day, you start one walk. What is it, the wonderful Japanese wonderful saying? It's a journey starts with one step at a time. That's the quote. Okay, it says this. When you start to get your body in shape by eating well and exercising daily, as often as possible, but never less than 3 days a week, you begin, and here's what I want you to think about and share your thoughts. You begin to feel very good about yourself. You're happier and you feel more confident because you're becoming so much more focused. Almost from day one, you feel healthier, happier, and more confident and more competent. Eileen, do you relate to that?
I can definitely relate to that, Jerry, because I'm guilty of not eating great. I love my poutine and stuff like that, but just lets me know that I have lots of room to grow, and hopefully not out. But I have, it definitely is true that since I started with Landmarks, like, I do find my confidence, my self confidence has grown quite a bit. At first I was nervous, like everyone is, I'm sure, and worried about rejection and all of that, but I have noticed myself definitely eating healthier, being more, I'm guilty of the mom that would get up every morning and cook a really good breakfast for her kids and not eat herself, and just to get out the door and things like that. So I am making, positive, I am making effort, I guess, to eat better. You don't have a whole lot of time to go to a gym or anything like that when you have two little kids and work a full time. But other than that, trying to get out and play in the yard, and having the opportunity to work with Landmark, I actually have the time to do that, which is fantastic. I used to work every weekend of my life, so it does mean a lot to me to have these opportunities, and I'm excited to grow in those areas. And I think that when you do feel good about yourself and feel confident, everything else will just fall in line. I think that, you know, you feel better. The same with Chelsea, what she was saying earlier. She goes out now kind of expecting sales. And when you do good and you feel good, everything else, including sales, is going to just fall in line. And you're putting it out into the universe and you're being positive. And I think that's the best you can be.
It's well said, and I will just share something with you. As most of you know, I've been going to Mayo Clinic for 20 years for my physical, 25 years, and I've made some presentations there. And I met a few years ago the head of I think it was physiology, but there's so many departments down there, it's amazing. And he said to me, Jerry, the greatest thing you can do is walk. If you just do a power walk every day, whether you use a machine, I think you meant treadmill, whether you said it called a machine, or you're outside, or a combination of both, you'll never be disappointed. And even though it's bitter cold, and even with two little ones, you bundle them up and you all go off and you walk. It's amazing. Robin Sharma calls it walking in the forest. Every place he lives, he's a great author, and he's a dear friend, and most of you know him. Some of you met him personally. He loves the forest. He walks in the forest. He just feels it. And look what he's done with his life. So it's all here. All here. And you can control that. Well said. I'm so pleased. And I'm going to have Dorota share her thoughts, because, Dorota, I'm proud of you. You're growing tremendously. You've done almost 2,500 in business this week. Dorota, are you on the call? I'm sure. Dorota, are you there?
Yes, I am, Jerry.
Oh, right. Okay. I only see you when the light pops up, and there you are. Magic. Just magic. Dorota, first of all, congratulations, and you're becoming more and more consistent as a young professional. It says this: if you work on your body and your exercise, in other words, your eating and your exercise, you'll begin to like who you are and what you see in the mirror. Now, that's from Dr. Maxwell Maltz, the author of Psycho-Cybernetics. Many of you have read that book. Great book. Don't let the name throw you. It's a great book if you haven't read it. You'll begin to like who you are and what you see in the mirror. You rapidly begin to appreciate who you are, your self-discipline, and the high standards that you set for yourself. It says you are feeling that your purpose, which is your why, your why is your purpose is your why, is still challenging, but no longer overwhelming. Would you like to address that philosophical thought, please?
Yes. So just like Elaine said a moment ago, I have a dog. His name is Oscar. And every morning at 6 o'clock, Oscar and I will go out for a walk. And we have a path. And it takes around 30 minutes to do the path that we take every day. And he's 4 years old. So in the last 4 years, I have not missed a day where I walked him. And if I do now shorten it, I feel weird. I feel like I've missed something. And it's important to me, but he also loves it. So consistency, I think, is in everything. It's extremely important. And the fact that, you know, we have to move because you're getting in the car, you're getting out of the car. You know, you have aches and pains. We're all getting older. But like yourself, you know, you're exercising every day and just, you know, walking and being consistent in it and just trying to help the business so we can be fit to do our job, I believe it's extremely important. So consistency in that respect.
Thank you, Dorota. I really appreciate your thoughts, because you're spot on. You're absolutely right. And just that walking every day is so incredibly important, not just for the body, but for the mind, for the getting all these chemicals, which we're going to talk about in a moment, that the mind came with us. It was standard procedure, standard operating procedure. So what I'm going to do is ask Sylvia to share her thoughts on this, because I know she's been around a while. She's worked with Bob Proctor, a great, great man of wisdom, who helped millions of people with his books and his seminars worldwide. It says this: when you work out and you eat properly, you no longer feel exhausted from making 5 presentations a day. You have good energy all the time. This is really happening. This really happens because with your quality diet and your consistent exercise, your brain is releasing more and more often, more of and more often, the good feeling chemicals, which came to us standard by birth, dopamine, serotonin, endorphins, and oxytocin. That's the love chemical. Dopamine, serotonin, endorphins, and oxytocin. Sylvia, you're a pro. You've been around a number of years, and you've done so well. You're professional. You understand what we're talking about. Why is what we're talking about so incredibly important? This is a business. Why would a business spend all this time talking about diet and exercise? Why do we do things like that? What is the purpose of that? And why did the coach talk about that when, as a professional hockey player, Christian was talking about, they had even brought in a professional to talk about it. Why is it everything? Your thoughts, the senior partner, Sylvia.
Thanks so much, Jerry. I think there's so many mysteries in life that we can't totally solve, and sometimes people really, one of the things I loved about working with Bob Proctor is he taught me well how and why it works, whereas I read a number of personal development books, but he really had a great way of explaining how it works. And first of all, if you don't feel good, it's really hard to do anything with quality, whether it's playing with your kids, whether it's making love with your partner, whether it's working. When we feel good, we do a better job. And so when you start to understand how this thing that we live in works, it's easier to maybe not make those excuses, because you start to realize the difference it makes on a positive or a negative side. Now, you mentioned Bob, and I remember Bob in his seminars, he'd say, people would say, I don't have any energy. All you are is energy. You're made of energy. And the strange thing about energy, and maybe it's not really that strange, the more we use, the more we have. So when you start getting off the couch a little bit earlier, or getting out the door early in the morning, or at the end of your day, or maybe both, but when you start moving your body, the energy within it changes, because you've always got energy flowing with and through you. But if you are tense and tight, you'll hold on to energy within your body and it gets stale and stagnant and you don't feel good. Once you start moving and getting that energy moving so that it can flow freely through you, you not only feel better, your body works more, but also you then start attracting a higher quality of thoughts, because you're not vibrating at a low vibration of, oh, I don't want to feel like, duh. When you're up and you're feeling great, then you start to believe more in yourself, but you also are higher in the vibrational realm where all the better thoughts are. Good thoughts are up here. Happy thoughts are down here. So when you're moving your body, you're moving the energy within it and around it, and it likes it. It loves it. And when you feel good, you do good work. Back to you, Jerry.
Well said. Brilliant final sentence that just capped it all. When you feel good, you do what? Good. Whatever the good is. It's being your partner, being a mom, being a dad, but whatever it is, being a professional here, you just aren't filled with all that negativity and that anger and that anguish and that frustration and all that negative feeling. You're spot on. You've got that just spot on. And Ruth, I'd like your thoughts. I'm so proud of what you did this week. Ruth, you spent time, see if I've got this right, correct me if I'm wrong. You worked with Chelsea and you guys did 2100, and then you worked with don't tell me, I know I've got it here. Oh, you worked with Dorota, another 2200. And I just got to tell you, Ruth, you care so much about people. You help them. You give your time, your energy, your passion. So, Ruthie, can you hear me, my friend?
I sure can. Can you hear me?
Okay. You're such a pro. I'm going to read this to you, and I'd just like your thoughts. It says this. We all have, we want, and we need these brain release chemicals that Sylvia was starting to talk about that I brought up, dopamine, serotonin, endorphins, and oxytocin. We need them because they keep us happy. They keep us successful. They keep us grateful. They keep us loving, and they become and stay our, make us become and help us become and stay our best selves every day. but they only are released by our actions. They just, they're not automatic. You can't find them at the drugstore. It's in our, it's our brain. And by action, by eating wisely, and by exercise, we release dopamine, serotonin, endorphins, and oxytocin at higher levels depending on the value of the exercise and the quality of the food, and they not overstuffing themselves, but eating wisely. Your reaction to those words, Ruth, you're such a pro. Let me hear your thoughts.
Well, thank you for all your kind words, Jerry. But really, we're all on a path of growth. And you, Tony said it again in the little podcast that you put out. True success is progress. Just simple, one word, progress. And so, no matter where you are on that wheel of health, you can make progress. And progress makes you happy and releases those serotonins and dopamines and all of those things that are good for our health. Yesterday afternoon, I was coming across the highway from East Ontario and hit Darlington, and there was seven lanes of brake lights. And so your body tensions up, you're stuck in the car, you can't move around. The sun was kind of, it was in the afternoon, so I was stretching up so that I could get under the visor a little bit with my eyes. And after 2 hours of that, my body wanted so badly to get out of the car and move because I was trapped in the car. And as soon as I started to move, I felt better. You know, I stuck in at a rest stop, and boom, 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 you walk around a little bit. It makes a big, big difference. And it's the same thing. If we're making, if we're in a career here that's going to last 15, 30, 45 years, who knows, it could. Not necessarily for me, but maybe. then progress is the key. And so all of it isn't about physical exercise, but it's taking that same application of physical exercise and eating well and being the best person that we can be. You know that I quit smoking. Largely, I was able to do that because of working here and changing my thinking and listening to you. I didn't used to eat breakfast in the morning, and I do now because I think it's important for starting out the day correctly and trying to make a choice every time there's food in front of me to make something a little bit healthier than not healthy, because that is important, because your body is your temple. You know, we live in a body. We only get one body, and we've got to look after it, and we've got to look after our minds, and we've got to feed our minds with good thoughts, and we've got to have positive expectations. And when we have that positive expectation and good things happen, more of these endorphins and serotonins, et cetera, are released. And so the true success and true happiness comes in progress in all of these areas. I'll pass it back to you.
Well said. That's exactly what Tony Robbins talked about. The thing we need is to feel progress, to feel that we're making a difference, and we're having progress because we're making a difference, and we're making a difference, and therefore we're having progress. Chicken, egg, egg, chicken. I don't know which is first, but it all makes sense. It works. And talking about works, let me have John O'Keefe. John is a senior partner, most of you know. 33 years we've been together. John was just a young, good-looking guy with a full head of hair. I'm just kidding, John. I'm just kidding. But John has always been on his game. Great work ethics, great understanding of diet and exercise. John, I'm going to read some thoughts to you after all these years, 34 years we've been together, and you've generated millions and millions of dollars with your organizations over the years. Says this, John, our doubts, fears of being rejected, fear of failure, fear of lack of confidence, and fear of not feeling good enough come from also a brain chemical. It's called cortisol. Cortisol. It's fight or flight. However, because you are eating wisely and in smaller portions, and exercising daily, which it means just good walking, a hard walk, a power walk is the term, at least once a day, it's your goal is now crystal clear, and your purpose is getting in, and just using our business, 5 presentations a day to accomplish your success, is now so much stronger than the cortisol. It's stronger than the cortisol, which is now releasing less and less often. Great things happen to people both internally and externally for you and for your mission by just taking care of what you eat and your exercise and having a goal. Your thoughts on that? 33 decades plus, former full head of hair, John O'Keefe. Sorry, John.
Well, it comes down to what Joel said. Either you have it's the pain of self-discipline or the pain of regret. And so many people live with regret because they don't feel well. They don't look after themselves. They don't, as we always talk about, we become what we think about, the books we read and the people we associate with. So when you make the choices of having exercising daily, the choice of eating properly, the choice of sleeping properly, and also exercising your mind by reading powerful books every day, not just reading garbage books or just watching TV or being on your phone all day long playing games or on social media. We make those choices. We make the choices of the type of foods we eat. Like, are we eating a lot of red meat or stuff that's loaded with sugar and preservatives and additives and grease? Or are we making the choices to eat properly, to get out there and do? I mean, you don't have to be a superstar, or you don't have to be somebody who's built of solid muscle, but just that consistent exercise every day. Keeping, like Dorota was talking about, taking the dog out for a walk for 30 minutes every day. You know, something like that. You know, doing stretches and leg raises and the crunches and, you know, working with small weights, doing some push-ups. Things like that, consistently on a daily basis, keeps your body toned. It doesn't have to be hard exercise like you do, but consistent diet, consistent exercise, and again, controlling your thinking, because we make those choices of what we think about, what we put in. Are we putting in good stuff? Are we putting in bad stuff? So we do control our body. We control our mind. We control our emotions. And again, it comes down to that self-discipline or the pain of regret. Back to you, Jeremy.
Well said, John. And after 33 or 34 years we've been together, you practice that. And you're right. You can't hire somebody to work out for you. You got to do it yourself. But it's okay, because you feel so terrific when you're done. That you just feel you own the world. You can do whatever you choose to do that day. And whatever that role is, whether it's making presentations, whether it's being with the family, you're on your game. You're really on your game. Well said, John, and I appreciate it. I'm going to have Jody. Jody, are you with us this morning? Jody, are you there? Jody? I apologize because I have to go up and down the list. Okay, I guess Jody's not with us today. She's usually with us on Wednesdays and Fridays. Jody, are you there? Okay, she's not with us today. But, okay, Betty, I know Betty's there. Betty, are you there? Oh, Betty. Betty Hamilton, take off your mic, please. Betty, you're on mute. Okay, she must have stepped away. Amy, I know you're there. Amy.
Hi, Jerry.
Hey, just keep on one out of three. It always works that way. One out of three, just like clothing. Amy, you're a real pleasure and a real professional, and it's an honor to have you part of our organization because you really know what you're doing. You've got your world pretty well put together because you work at it. You work hard at it. I'm going to read something to you, Amy, just like your thoughts. It says this. I got so excited I lost my place. Here we go. It says this: when you eat properly and you exercise in a disciplined way, you are becoming successful, happy, healthy, optimistic person, admired by those you love, the people you associate with, your friends, and most importantly, you are now certain you will achieve your short and long-term goals. Do you agree with that premise?
Absolutely, 100%.
Why?
And it boils down to, these are choices, but also when you make the right choice that is good for yourself and right for you, you are in control. And when you're in control, control is power. And choosing to be in control, that's a habit of success. So it really boils down to control, because we all have 24 hours, we all have a work day, we all have extra responsibilities, we all do. And when you choose wisely to eat, to read, to associate the right people, to choose to go to work, to choose to work with intensity, then you're in control of your day. And as Dean Frost says to me, when I call him, he says, Amy, you're the boss. And you know what? You are, because we're all self-employed. We're all self-employed agents, but we all work with those that want to uplift us and they want the best for us. And when you can say that you've chosen wisely, you are in control of your day. And I'll throw it back to you.
Thank you, Amy. I appreciate it. You really know what you're doing. You really are in charge of yourself. It's amazing. You're your own boss, and you take care of yourself. By golly, you'll take care of the world. It's just amazing how wonderful things are. And now, it's not easy. You know, as Robin always says, Robin Sharma, it's difficult at the beginning, a little messy in the middle, but it's absolutely, he says, gorgeous. I say beautiful at the end. He says gorgeous at the end. And it really is. It's amazing how you reach a level of your best self. And when you're there, you want to stay there. It's just incredible. I'm going to have Fred Flaxman. Fred, we go back now 33 years, I think. Am I correct, Fred?
Yes, 33 years.
I only got one right. I'm usually the next year or two, but after I've been there near 62 years, 30 years seems like yesterday. Anyway, Fred, you're such a pro. After all these years, I mean, you spoke last time and you said when we met, you were selling Coke. That was Coca-Cola for everybody. It was a Coca-Cola driver. Forgive me. But anyway, did that for a while. But when you met us and we got together and I got a chance to meet your amazing father, who's now 90-some-odd years of age, he works out every day. He played tennis every day. He put me to shame. 91 or 92, and I love it. I think that's amazing. Fred, I want to read something to you, just like your professional thoughts that says this. And we're talking about diet and exercise to controlling our lives so we can really be that person we're destined to be. It says this. Once you've done that, and you're eating right and you're exercising, you are now also certain. You then become certain you will never give up or give in, because you're beginning to be your best and you will always be your best self for the rest of your long, healthy, prosperous, happy, loving, and grateful life. Your reactions to that, Mr. Fred Flaxman, who's just done an amazing job for 34 years now. Mr. Flaxman, at Coca-Cola. Got that right.
I was an account manager.
Oh, that's what it was. Okay. Yeah. I didn't know they had those fancy names in those days.
Not a driver. They were in the union. I was not in the union. Okay. So anyways, when you were reading that, I was thinking about the audio portion of the newsletter with Anthony Robbins, and something stuck out in my mind that he said, passion is the genesis of genius. And I thought about that term, passion is the genesis of genius. And I thought that, you know, but there's a lot of truth in that. And genius, I read a long time ago, genius is more about habits than it is about genetics. And people think that people that are geniuses are geniuses because of genetics. They're just born smart. But the reality is, this gives us all hope, us normal people, all hope, that if we just develop the right habits, we can be geniuses of what we do. And, you know, one of those core habits that we have to develop is the habit of grit, what we talked about the other day. Grit is so important, that stick-to-itiveness. And that stick-to-itiveness comes from passion. Everything goes in a circle. It's all like that figure eight where I forget what it's called, but it's a never-ending circle. But you know, when you really develop those habits to go to work out every day, and I've worked out every day my whole life. I had a great, like you said, I had a great teacher for that. I just watching my dad do it. Even today, he works out. He rides a bike at home for an hour every morning before most of us get up and get out of bed. Maybe not before you, Jerry, but before most of us. 92 years old. He went 93 in February. He's out there every day. He's created this habit. If you tried to stop him from getting on that bike at like 5 in the morning, good luck to you. I mean, the guy was in the Merchant Navy. He's tough as nails. He you know, the guy could beat the crap out of most people on the call. But, you know, I really like that line. Passion is the genesis of genius. And genius is more about habits. So just create the habit. And how do you create a habit? We've talked about it many, many times. 66 days in a row of doing the same thing. Get up, do your stretching. Get up, take the dog for a walk. Get up, eat the right breakfast. I mean, it's all about habits, and you can become a genius at life. And that is not what we all want. And we have the control to do that. So I'll kick it back to you, Jerry. I could talk about this forever. I think it's great.
Well, it's a great topic, ladies and gentlemen, and that's one of the reasons so many of you have grown so tremendously, not just financially, yes, of course. Many of you are building wonderful legacies, and many of you have very good legacies now, six-figure legacy, which is wonderful, but you're growing as a person. You're really beginning to appreciate you. As Dr. Maxwell Maltz said in his great book, as I mentioned earlier, Psycho-Cybernetics, you look in the mirror and you really appreciate, like that person that's facing you. You respect that person. You like the standards that person has set for him or herself. And when you really are able to do that, and you will, that's what this genius is all about. Genius is singleness of purpose. Genius is totally focusing on one subject and sticking with it, concept, ideology, philosophy. Or as what they said, the guy that invented the light bulb, Ben Franklin said, I never fail. I just found 10,000 ways how not to make a light bulb. You're just sticking with it. Ladies and gentlemen, that's what greatness is all about. That's why we've done so well here. We went to the UK, and many of you met Kevin Tully, and my goodness, he was selling replacement windows and trying to feed a family, and he's built an empire, literally built an empire. And look at all the our guys that have retired. They built empires. My goodness gracious. Last year, Greg was sitting next to me, our president, and Paul, we were in Paul's office, and we heard that one of our retired senior partners built a mansion in the Kamloops area. I mean a mansion. It was huge. And he's 90-some-odd years of age, and his wife is just a few years younger. And Greg, we looked at it because Paul's very good at, what do they call that thing? Map to Google Earth. Great to me, but Google Earth. And we looked at it. Greg, it's amazing. When I say a mansion, it's got to be, 15,000 square feet, maybe 20? Greg said, why would a guy 92 or 93 years old want to do that? Paul's answer was so perfect, because he can. He's got a huge income. What are you going to do? He's taking care of his kids, his grand. Why not? I'm not going to mention his name, because that wouldn't be fair. You can do whatever you want. Just be the best you can be and work on yourself and let us help you. It's not easy, but it's easier than living a life of regret. The last sentence was still perfect. Remember, if you want things to change, and we all do, we got to change first. We got to make the change starting today. So when you look at that food, just back away a little bit. Don't eat the junk. Stay away from the sugars. You know, I mean, I'm not saying you should be a vegan. I am, but you know, Paul says I eat grass-clipped things and drink water, but I do drink water, but I eat more than grass-clipped things. Well, maybe I eat a lot of grass-clipped things, but be that as it may, you get so good at what you're doing, and Fred, you said it brilliantly, you form a habit, and that habit is formed by a concept we all heard of before, 66 days, called neuroplasticity, where we have a new brainwave, and we're now part of our life. Ladies and gentlemen, it was a great call. I thank all of you for your thoughts. I thank all of you for the exceptional week we had business-wise. Have another week. Your wisdom is so penetrating and brilliant because you know what you're talking about. Love to your families, and we'll talk to you all Wednesday. Take care. Thank you so much, and bye for now. Bye-bye.